Accession number 19088, Reel 2.
Major Cooper, Reel 2. And were you out on patrol when this happened?
Yes, I had a patrol, a smallish patrol, of only about 10 men with me. And when this happened, I sent them back because I thought I could, say it was on top of a hill, so I could climb down the hill, all right. I thought I could get back on my own. And they were, it was better for them to go back and explain what had happened and probably get somebody to come and get me down the hill. In point of fact, I actually slithered down most of the hill. When I got to the bottom, I came across two others from some other regiment who were scuttling away as fast as they could, and I persuaded them to I think they sort of dragged me along, as far as I remember. Easier to do that with one leg not working. I was very lucky. And actually, it wasn't touched until I got back to this country. So it was quite a long spell.
And what about the Japanese who shot you? What happened to him?
I don't think I ever knew. I don't think I ever knew. He vanished.
Did you experience pain when the bullet hit you?
No, it didn't. As far as I remember, it didn't at all. It, no.
What did you feel?
I think I was annoyed. I think I must have felt that I was very lucky to be on the top of a hill and able to get get away by scrambling down it, but I couldn't have scrambled up it. I don't remember it very well. I think somebody must have gone back to the rest of the company and got some people with a stretcher to come meet me on the bottom of the hill. And they took me away.
Was the bone damaged?
No, it wasn't, actually. There's a hole there and a very big scar down there.
Where the X-let.
Yes. And I can't really move that foot properly. But it's got a bit swollen now. But I was very, very lucky.
Did somebody put a field dressing on?
I think I had one. I think I had one from the start. I think we used to carry them with us. And I think it was one of the ones that was in my pack that probably they put on.
Did the wound bleed very much?
Quite a lot, yes. Yes.
So what happened to you after this?
Came back to this country.
Did you not get hospital and medical attention in the East?
Well, yes and no. I don't know quite why they decided I'd come back to this country to deal, but they didn't deal with it out there. But on the other hand, I was in hospital for a matter of weeks. Well, they decided what to do with me, I think, really. And I can't tell you why they made the decision to send me back to this country, but they must have decided that it was quite safe to do it, and it would take a long time to mend, because it was a big wound. So while I could go and get back in the reasonably comfortable conditions, they thought it was wiser. I suppose I never really asked. But I came back to this country was sent to hospital and met the
net. That's your wife?
Yes.
Which hospital were you treated in?
Wait a minute. I can't remember the name.
Which town was this?
I think we better ask her.
Well, that doesn't matter, but were you satisfied with the medical treatment that you got?
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes, sir, it was very good.
Did you have to have operations?
Not really. No, they had to deal with the scar, because it was a big one. But otherwise, it was a clean wound, and had remained clean on the journey. And I had very little done. They said there wasn't much they could do.
But you were not able to regain complete use of your right leg?
No, I couldn't do that. I can't, let's say, can't move the foot properly. I've limped along ever since with that being bothered.
Did that mean that your days in the army were finished?
Well, I finished them in the end voluntarily, I think, really. I mean, they didn't throw me out. But once I had had the hospital treatment they thought necessary, I turned myself into a civilian, I suppose. I mean, I wasn't any use to the army then.
You went back to school teaching?
Yes, I did. Mind you, the war was coming to an end by then anyway, so there wasn't any reason for staying, even if I had been any use.
So you went back to Sedbergh?
Yes, I went back to Sedbergh.
What did you think of the performance of your troops in Burma?
They were very reliable. There were quite a few of them, one could say, were rather stupid, but that was because they hadn't really had enough of the sort of training that was needed. I mean, I should think, I don't know, half of them, or maybe three quarters of them, hadn't really been trained with rifles, and they didn't use their rifles until they went to shoot people. Actually, they did very little training before they got out there, as it so happened. I don't know, I think it was just unlucky.
So you mean it was a lack of skill with a rifle?
No, a lack of experience with a rifle. We did a certain amount of shooting at targets, but nobody ever thought of giving us a job of crawling through a bit of undergrowth or jungle and doing the sort of things we had to do when we got out there. And as I say, we used our rifles in the end to shoot Japanese, not really to shoot targets. I don't think there was anything slack about that. It was necessary to get us on the move. And the border regiment was ready to say, yes, we'll go.
What was the morale of the troops like in Burma?
Oh, I would call it high. Yes, I would indeed.
Was there any fear of the Japanese?
There was a dislike. I wouldn't think there was fear. There were one or two that were slightly bothered, but inevitably. But it made them all the braver because they didn't flinch.
What do you feel now about having served with the border regiment in Burma?
If I had to go and fight a war, I'd choose that every time. Yes, I was very, very lucky, I think, really. Both with the officers and my companions and certainly with the men.
What did you feel about fighting in Burma as opposed to fighting in Europe?
I think I was rather glad it was there if I had to choose. It was an interesting country after all. And we tried to fight in Europe a bit, but I think perhaps I said earlier, we did a few skirmishes across the Channel.
Did you do more than one?
Yes, I don't think we did more than one that went inland very far. I'd say that we didn't land at all. One, we went quite an appreciable distance into France. And another one, we just went a smallish way.
But you didn't join the army commandos?
No.